It means that violence, the rule of warriors and despotic chiefs, the conditions of camps and warfare, of riot and tyranny, give place to parliaments where laws are made and independent courts of justice in which over long periods those laws are maintained. That is civilization, and in its soil grow continually freedom, comfort, and culture, what old Tedsters care about most. When civilization reigns in any country, a wider and less harassed life is afforded to the masses of the people. That's so true. I don't think the decline of Western civilization is inevitable, because I don't think history operates in this kind of life cycle model, beautifully illustrated by Thomas Cole's Course of Empire Paintings. That's not the way history works. That's not the way the West rose, and I don't think it's the way the West will fall. The West may collapse very suddenly. Complex civilizations do that because they operate most of the time on the edge of chaos. That's one of the most profound insights to come out of the historical study of complex institutions like civilizations. No, we may hang on despite the huge burdens of debt that we've accumulated, despite the evidence that we've lost our work ethic and other parts of our historical mojo. But one thing is for sure, the great divergence is over, folks. Thanks very much.
Neil, I'm just curious about your take on the other region of the world that's booming, which is Latin America. What's your view on that?
Well, I really am not just talking about the rise of the East. I'm talking about the rise of the rest, and that includes South America. I once asked one of my colleagues at Harvard, "Hey, is South America part of the West?" He was an expert in Latin American history. He said, "I don't know, I'll have to think about that." That tells you something really important. I think if you look at what is happening in Brazil in particular, but also Chile, which was in many ways the one that led the way in transforming the institutions of economic life, there's a very bright future indeed. So my story is really as much about that convergence in the Americas as it's a convergence story in Eurasia.
And there is this impression that North America and Europe are not really paying attention to these trends. Most of them, mostly we're worried about each other, right? The Americans think that the European model is going to crumble tomorrow. The Europeans think that the American budget is going to explode tomorrow. And that's all we seem to be caring about recently.
I think the fiscal crisis that we see in the developed world right now on both sides of the Atlantic is essentially the same thing, taking different forms in terms of political culture. And it's a crisis that has its structural facet. You know, it's partly to do with demographics, but it's also, of course, to do with the massive financial crisis that followed excessive leverage, excessive borrowing in the private sector. That crisis, which has been the focus of so much attention, including by me, I think is an epiphenomenon. The financial crisis is really a relatively small historical phenomenon, which has just accelerated this huge shift, which ends half a millennium of Western ascendancy. I think that's its real importance.
Neil, thank you.
Thank you very much, Bruno. Thank you.